If you have a good yield, you say we raised a big
crop.
And if you got rid of all the brush and the trees on the land, you say you did what? You
trimmed up the trees.
The second cutting of clover or grass is called
the second cutting, right?
Wheat is tied up into a
bone.
And bundles or sheaves are piled up into a
square, a bayon.
We raised 40 wets of wheat to an acre.
40 bushels.
What have you got to do with oats to separate the grain from the rest of it?
Thresh them.
Something that we had to do today, just the two of us, you'd say, we'll have to do it. Or you would say, what?
Losing.
Losing?
I don't understand what you mean.
You say that we had to do something. And I might say, well, we had to do this. And you might say, blank and blank had to do this, talking about both of us, but using two words.
Do that?
Yeah, I wouldn't say that Uncle Raymond and Jenny have to do this, but I would say that some pronouns. Would you say you and I, or would you say me and you, or what?
You and I guess.
If he doesn't want just you or me, then he wants you and me. He wants together, he wants
us.
If some friends of yours and you are coming over to see me, you say,
we are coming over.
Comparing how tall you are, you say, he is not as tall as
I am.
Comparing how tall you are again, you say, I'm not as tall as
he is.
Comparing how well you can do something, you say, I can do it better than
he can,
or she can do it better than
I can.
If a man has been running for 2 miles and then he has to stop, you say, well, 2 miles is blank, he can go.
Give out.
And if he... The reason he stopped is because he was given out. You'd say, well, that was, he could go. He couldn't go any further. That was the
limit.
If something belongs to you, you say it's,
it's mine.
If it belongs to both of us, it's,
it's ours.
If it belongs to them, it's,
if it belongs to them.
If it belongs to Dottie and Kyle, it's, if that car belongs to Dottie and Kyle, it's what car?
It's their car.
Uh-huh.